restaurants and hotels in particular right now are really hanging on by a thread. Restaurants, you know, in some suburban areas, you know, business patterns and consumer behaviors changed throughout the country and frankly the world. So in downtown Indianapolis, used to have 145,000 people from the suburbs came in to work every day. That doesn't happen. But let me be clear, though, that doesn't happen in Columbus, Ohio. It doesn't happen in London. It doesn't happen in any central business district. We have the same issues in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in terms of where people go to work on a daily basis as well. So some suburban restaurants have actually picked up some of that business. At the same time, quick service, fast casual, food that traditionally carries well, burgers, wings, pizza, have done relatively well, in some cases very well, in the last 11 months.
Senator Braun was talking about the possibility that's being kicked around in the House and Senate right now about a minimum wage increase.
Sure.
Is there a position that the association takes on that?
We believe the minimum wage is a tough conversation with regards to raising the wage to $15 an hour. But most importantly, and the issue that we're probably absolutely more concerned about, is the elimination of the tip wage. Most people don't understand what the tip wage is, but our servers in a restaurant, our tipped employees, make more consistently than $15 an hour. What they're talking about in the Raise the Wage Act is a complete misnomer. This would eliminate wages, reduce wages in half, if not more, for many tipped employees, not just throughout downtown Indianapolis, but throughout the entire state of Indiana and throughout the country. Tipped employees rely on those tips to make $30 an hour, make $25 an hour, but they make significantly more than $15 an hour. And that's a dramatic change to their household income overnight, if that measure would be included as well.
I want to shift gears a little bit.
Sure.
And talk about some of the restaurants across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get many reports, many people talking about some restaurants not obeying some of the restrictions and
sure.
not having PPE?
Yeah, PPE, at this point, we believe most restaurants have access to that. The restaurants that do follow the guidelines properly, that do follow social distancing, ensure that masks and all the different issues are being followed, we believe it's also proven out by data that customers reward that customers also are more frequent diners at restaurants that follow those guidelines as well. And really, the name of the game for restaurants pre-COVID and post-COVID is always repeat business. And so that's where we continue to encourage people. We're on our fifth update for restaurant reopening, which is written by in partnership with the CDC, the FDA, Consumer for Food Protection, and so forth, because we bring more additional science to that measure. Restaurants are used to being inspected. Frankly, before the pandemic, restaurants could be closed by a health department on a moment's notice if there was flagrant, egregious errors in terms of health and safety.
President Biden has said over the past couple of days that even if people are vaccinated, most Americans are vaccinated by July, that he still expects people to be wearing masks and socially distancing into next year. What kind of effect do you think that would have on Indiana's restaurant association?
We think right now, with what we're seeing in restaurants at this time, as we continue to get people vaccinated, continue to people and make sure they're wearing masks at the same time socially distancing and doing the right things. You know, the data proves out in the state of New York, the state of Michigan, state of New York Department of Health, 1.4% contact tracing back to a restaurant. It was more dangerous to go see your primary care doctor in the state of New York than it was to eat in a restaurant. So more people actually understand that. Restaurants, because we're so well regulated, it's really a question of, do you want to be in a regulated space or an unregulated space? A lot of the concern the last couple of months, particularly over the holidays, from Dr. Fauci and others, was unregulated spaces, those private gatherings in people's homes, which is where we saw the most transmission. So regulated spaces versus unregulated spaces. We believe regulated spaces are more safe, more controlled, and arguably a better place to potentially reconnect with friends versus a large gathering in private homes as well.
Do you believe the new relief bill that is being pushed by Democrats, mm-hmm. in particular at this time, the $1.9 trillion package, would have some advantages for the restaurants in Indiana?
It does. But then also, let me get directly to a Unified Restaurants Act. So that was introduced by Senator Schumer, majority leader in the U.S. Senate, as well as Speaker Pelosi, obviously in the House. That's $25 billion targeted exclusively for the restaurant industry, which would be a tremendous benefit to restaurants in the state of Indiana. The second round of PPP that was finally passed, arguably late, but it was passed in late December, allowed restaurants to take 3.5 times payroll, as well as hotels at 3.5 times payroll, other industries are 2.5 times payroll. Those measures are getting some of our restaurants through to the month of April, where we hope, as President Biden, the Governor Holcomb as well, have noted that we believe we can continue this vaccine rollout, which in Indiana has been going very well in terms of a centralized reservation system. You can travel anywhere. It's consistent and clean conversations of who's eligible. We think and applaud the governor for that rollout, but at the same time, also recognize that we've gone from 67,000 roughly vaccines per week that we got to just over 100,000 vaccines now. We've had an increase just in a short period of time that we've had President Biden. At the same time, you've heard from Dr. Weaver here in the state of Indiana, we could administer 4 times as much vaccine as we receive right now. So we have great capacity. It's just a matter of, can we get more vaccines in the state? Because we have collectively have done a great job in putting that infrastructure together.
Biggest takeaway, biggest thing that Hoosiers need to know right now about restaurants in the state?
If you want your restaurant to be that destination restaurant, that restaurant that you've celebrated life milestones in your community, the restaurant that you take your friends to when they come visit, please patronize them in whichever manner you feel comfortable, because we need to keep those restaurants and those employees there, so when we are better suited to be fully open, they're there to enjoy that type of experience at your favorite restaurant.